Hey, what's up? Welcome to Girl Chat Sports on a Thursday. This isn't going to be a regular thing, we promise, but you know, things happen, we get busy, we got stuff going on.
Ain't nothing happening. You had a game to go to that we're going to talk about.
You forgot
the show for a Golden Knights game where they lost horribly.
And we horribly
to Thursday, where we could have just taken that L and had the show yesterday.
I mean, but we didn't know they were going to lose that bad. If I would have known that in advance, if I would have had like some kind of, you know.
Are we not seeing the signs of where our team is going right now? Are we following the hockey?
No, because they had just won like X amount of games in a row. So I figured like, plus it was the last tickets we had for the season. You know, thanks to Sarah, we had bought a few of the season tickets. We had six.
Shout out to
the last one. So, you know, of course, I wanted to get out there and have my last little moment.
Let that be the reason why we're Thursday tonight. Welcome, everybody.
Why we're Thursday tonight.
Yes, that's why we're Thursday. Tell the real. We're going to tell it.
I mean, it is. I got busy.
Sports related. It's not like you're keeping any dirty secrets. You went to the Knights game.
And I ain't travel or nothing. I ain't go out of town.
No beaches. No Costa Rica. No Queen of the South. No nothing. This was a legit reason.
Legit.
It was just badly that they lost, you know. That was a brutal one. I watched
it. It was brutal.
Was like, oh, no.
Well, and shout out to Natalie. You know, she's got a bum leg right now. So we really didn't even get to our seats because we were able to get, you know, I guess if you're injured, you can go to the box office inside and ask to see if there's any handicap.
Seats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so there was. And so by the time we actually got to those seats, we had just scored our first goal and it was the first period. So like, oh, bam, we're good luck. Like we sit down in our seats, it's first goal. And then we never scored after that.
Wow. That was brutal.
It was brutal. And there was a lot of Canuck fans in town too.
I don't know what's
happening, but there was a lot of those fans in town. They were pretty loud. It was pretty, I mean, you know. It's a hockey game. We're a hockey city now, and plus when tourists come, it always seems to be there a lot. But that there was a lot of Canucks fans. So, what's up to Heather and Kinte? Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you guys. Man, I guess I'm a little thrown off. It's Thursday, you know.
Well, that's on you. So you gotta bring it.
I gotta bring it.
I don't really have much to talk about. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world of sports, of course. I don't know.
But there wasn't like a ton. It wasn't like, you know, during NFL free agency when it was like, whoa, slammed with news and whatnot. I did want to make sure we did give a girl power shout out at the beginning of our show. Big, big shout out here for Kentaji Brown Jackson. So, of course.
KBJ.
Listen, she will be lifelong in the Supreme Court, which, I mean, granted, there wasn't much happening. I mean, but for 233 years, there has not been a Black woman in this position.
Of course.
She is the first.
This is how we've talked about this. This is like a breakthrough moment. We weren't sure if she was going to get the votes. The end of the votes was like 46 to 50. Two?
Right.
I think
it was
like
53-47 was the end.
53-47.
And we got
two Republicans that flipped.
There was three, and one of them was Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
I did not see that one coming. The other two were female, so I figured maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know.
But Mitt Romney? Mitt's always on a moral kind of thing. He's more Mr. Morality. What's right. He's not really that... He has some ways, of course, because he's affiliated to a party that has some different kind of takes, but he's always been that kind of a morality guy. So it was a big ups to him to step up out of his box to do that, which was great. But they had given it to this woman on a 4-day, 24-hour interview like no other. If you're watching these Senate hearing confirmation hearings, it was absolutely just ridiculous on some levels, but understandable to how that can be as far as... the treatment of her and the amass qualifications. Yeah, she has more qualifications than any of the Supreme Court justices and any of the circuit judgeship that she's done to be in this position. And yet they were giving her crazily odd questions as well as throwing loopholes and just trying to say she's great, she's this, but I don't think she'll be the one. But no here nor there. She made it. She's there.
She made it.
Yes. We've got, two Black people in the Supreme Court. We've got one Latinx with Sotomayor. We have two women. And then the majority are the guys. And then it's been a history of just white males until Thurgood Marshall, then white males, then RBG. And now we're getting to see what the country looks like if you look at the landscape of what we have now in this space for Supreme Court justices.
Yeah.
So give it up to her. I'm loving KVG. I'm Aunt Jay. I'm with it.
All for
I am with it. All with it. All day.
So Pat big.
Cory Booker for validating her.
Oh, yeah.
Her the boost of what it means to protect a Black woman in that space by uplifting her and reassuring her and telling her how magnificent she is and seeing his own mother, his family, and other people in her. That's what you do. That's the upliftment that we need. That's the encouragement that she deserved. And that broke a lot of her stress during those proceedings by him stepping up and saying that. And I don't know about you, but that always would make me feel good if you see another person that looks like you uplifting you and telling you how great you are. And regardless,
brought her
of
to tears too. She
brought me to tears. I was
most
crying.
Definitely.
Like, the stones that get thrown at us is ridiculous. And when it takes another Black male to lift you up and say some things that are just, you just don't know how that is, especially in a space where we don't get that often. You know, be it my dad, be it my brother, that's fine. I mean, your family, of course, they're always gonna. But to have somebody that's an outsider, a peer to you, or anybody to make compliments, say things to you that are really, really nice and uplift you and keep your strength afloat through those proceedings. I mean, it's just amazing. It's just incredible, you know?
Yeah,
so
it was.
Big up to her.
It was great to see everybody sharing the story and giving little tidbits here and there of what was going on. So shout out to everybody that's tuned in and able to celebrate that. So special girl power to her. Right into some hot topics. Today is opening day for Major League
Baseball.
It
sure is.
We thought this day was never gonna come. Listen, and actually it still hasn't come for my Mariners. So
go Dodgers, the NL season opener today.
Yes. And how'd you guys do?
I didn't even check on it. I needed to. But I was sweet.
Well, so there was during the Cubs game today, a Cubs fan caught the very first homer of Major League Baseball season, and this was his reaction. I just got to watch it again.
That is.
What?
I said, that's so hype when you see all that.
I love it. I mean, that's exactly what we want to be seeing on opening day. And that's what we want to be living through. So,
Oh, wait, my boys in blue didn't play today. When did my boys in blue play? I thought they had opening day today.
I thought they had. Most everybody did, except for two games got rescheduled because of the weather out there in that Midwest East Coast. So the Red Sox Yankees is rescheduled to tomorrow at 1 Eastern time. And then the Mariners Twins game is also rescheduled until Friday or tomorrow at 4:10 Eastern time.
Yeah, ours is not until Saturday. We play those Colorado Rockies.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I was surprised that
it looks like it was opening day and had our opening lineup, and maybe that's for Saturday. She would have me all hyped.
Had you all fooled. Thought y'all was playing something right now.
Well, Saturday. Let's go, Dodgers.
Let's go.
Freddie Freeman, let's see what you can do.
Okay. In honor of this year being the 75th anniversary for the Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier. So, you know, everybody usually wears his number 42 or 42 on their jersey or the jersey itself on April 15th. This year, all 42 of the teams will wear 42 in Dodger blue, regardless of their primary colors. So, for example, they had shown the Yankees. This is the Yankees uniform, which will be in the Dodger blue with the 42 on it. So everybody in the
league. Yeah, I saw that. I think that's pretty dope. And I'm glad that they're representing us because that puts good energy on my team to succeed that day on Jackie Robinson Day when we celebrate. So I'll take it.
You'll take it.
Everybody gets to wear the number.
Yes, 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 yes. Also, Major League Baseball and the and NBC agreed to a new Sunday morning broadcast, which is going to be live streamed on Peacock. So there'll be streams at 9:30 and 10 a.m. Pacific time for those waking up ready for some baseball. Not too bad.
Kinsey says that the Reds are beating the Braves. Good. I ran into Pete Rose came in the store the other day. We love Pete. Pete Rose came in and
that's like a local vibe right there.
Yeah, it is. And we were talking about mostly NCAA, of course, and we'll get into that because we were talking about those games. And I'm talking about our bracket. I'm talking about his bets. Because yes, the man is still betting. Man's got money to bet. And he of course was able to shop still be betting. So I was fine with all of that. And I told him too. I said, you know, you should be in this Hall of Fame, right? He knows it.
He knows that. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Gets that all the time, I'm sure. Oh, but yeah, the Reds are beating the Braves so far. Well, that's how it is when you're a World Series champion. You come out on opening day. You lost your big guy, Freddie Freeman. Of course, that's what happens, you know? So we're going to see what he does for our team.
Right.
But that it's so many games, so many baseball games. So
many games, like, and I can't even I can't even try to start betting on games this early for baseball. Like, it just seems almost impossible.
Give me a month into the games if I stay focused, and then I can kind of make a parlay ticket or something. But I got to see. This is too early to tell. It's opening day. Everybody's
opening day. Lineups are getting moved around. Right. They're just testing people out right now. You never know. I don't know. You don't. It's a lot. Let's get into the NCAA March Madness because we had the finale here. We'll start with the women first. So South Carolina Gamecocks, Dawn Staley, they have won, I think it's her second championship.
Undefeated. Undefeated.
And not to mention they played UConn with Paige Bucks, Bucks and creamed them 64-49. Like, I thought that UConn was going to come out of it at least close. I did not expect the whipping that they got.
Yeah.
However, this March Madness between those two teams had the most viewers in the last two decades. 4.8 million viewers. Yeah. Amazing though.
Yeah, it's great.
Listen.
I love
up 30% since 2019. So women's sports are on the move. Plus those two teams are undeniable.
They are. Well, hopefully it brings for more viewership and stuff. And if this sets a trend, like Dawn Staley will be like the Coach K in the women's league where Duke consistently were winning NCAA games. And it's like UConn wins every single season. That would probably be the dopest thing ever to see.
Well, and I think also here's what I don't understand that I've always questioned is that there's a lot of people out there, maybe a lot of men, I won't name names, that are they love women's college basketball, but they hate the WNBA. My thing is that these players that are in the WNBA all played, like 90% of them played in college. So why wouldn't you not watch?
Well, I'm sure they have their reasons once it goes over to the pro leagues. I mean, I'm sure you've heard the reasons.
It's still the same four quarters. It's the same girls that were doing the same things. They weren't dunking in college. They're not dunking the WNBA. So what's the difference?
Well, you've heard the reasons, right? I'm not going to say the reasons. It's misogynistic reasons, but you know the reasons.
As per usual.
College is different, but, you know?
I don't watch college basketball for men until March Madness. Like, I watch my school, but then I'm not really all into it. But I'm watching the NBA because that's where the best of these guys are going. Why wouldn't I want to watch where the best?
NBA, a lot of people have the reasons, of watching college over NBA. Some people prefer college football.
This doesn't make
NFL.
No sense.
Yes and no. There's reasons behind it. I mean, you understand that. When you're in a college arena, these people are hungry and really want it. When you get into the pro level, you've got max deals. It's an offensive game and there's no defense and excitement. And
well, that's NBA. The WNBA, they're not getting max deals. This is just part of their yearly routine.
I'm saying for the NBA, yeah. They're getting max deals and stuff like that. So it makes it exciting. But for women's, you know the answer to that. I don't even know why you ask that.
I wasn't really asking you. I was just posing that question to the audience. You know what I mean?
Well, they could join the chat.
We see it all the time. Yeah,
they could join the chat. What's up, Goose? Yeah, your Braves are losing. I see. Well, I was just told, actually. But it's just early. It's early. I'm not going to jinx the Braves. I did that.
He said the rings are weighing too heavy on them right now.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
Shout out to Let the Ball Bounce.
I never even got to see what their championship rings. If you got a picture of the World Series ring that they won, like how their ring is looking, I would love to see it.
Yeah, I'm curious to know how it goes from Major League Base. Because, you know, the basketball ones are pretty flashy. And baseball guys are making a lot more money. So you'd think, No.
But we posted a picture of the doctor's ring. We saw that. Remember that?
Right.
Blue sapphires. It was a legit. I mean, I'm sure this one is going to be just even more legit. I just want to see what it looks like. I don't follow the Braves on Instagram to know, but maybe I have to look it up and see what the rings look like. But yeah.
When do they get the rings? Like after a few games in?
I think so.
I don't know. Hey, Alicia.
They should have gotten for joining. Day.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they have to do some ceremony or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like all that time of us on strike, that should have been done in anyway, right?
Right. Oh, Kente is going to the Braves game Saturday. Well, enjoy. Hopefully, I don't know if there's still crazy weather out those ways, but be careful.
Yeah, don't blow away.
The men's NCAA championship between Kansas and North Carolina. Whew, listen.
I didn't want them to win anyway, so I was fine with that.
I know you didn't. I wanted them to win, and only because I put a bet on them to win it all back in, like, you know, I think the Elite Eight, just because that was all I had left. So being up, like, what, 16 in that first half, I was like, oh, okay. I mean, granted, you still got to put some effort into it, but you're up by 16. By the time, you know, I think UNC had a record of, like, 28-0 when leading at halftime. Well, that didn't happen. Kansas with a 16-point comeback, largest in history.
Good.
And, yeah, they take the championship. But they had 18 million viewers. This has, like, been, like, one of the most watched men.
Right. Because you had all these eliminations of teams that you weren't expecting to get eliminated. Of course everybody's going to watch, because now your bracket's busted. You don't know what's happening. And you're wondering, like, okay, where's this going to go? So, of course, we're sitting there hiding. Because I know I had picked Kansas to go to the Final Four. I never had UNC going even Sweet 16. I was a hater from the very beginning. I said, well, let's get out the first round.
But you had Villanova, right?
I had Villanova to win it all. I had Villanova on one bracket ticket to win it all against Gonzaga. And I had Gonzaga winning it all. And I had Arizona against Gonzaga on the third one.
And all those weren't even a factor. That's crazy. Kente, we're talking about your Jayhawks now.
And I have been watching it since, you know, the beginning. And Villanova was kicking butt. I was like, God, they can't stop them. And I thought, it's Gonzaga's time because of Baylor and all that. But I knew Baylor wasn't going to go.
Wrong.
I knew Baylor wasn't going to do it. God.
I don't know.
Yeah, I talk about your Jayhawks. I was happy for him. I don't have no love for that Hubert Davis character down there at UNC. And I feel bad for the boys. But unfortunately, he's about to take an L. He can do that. I don't care, really, personally. I was happy with the outcome of this win. I was like, yeah, I'll roll with it.
Okay. I mean, it was a great game. It was a great comeback.
It was a great game to watch. Yeah,
I think everybody that watched it, whether you're rooting for whoever, I think enjoyed the game.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But go Jayhawks. Yeah.
Yeah. Kente, I know for sure. I said everybody was calling my Jayhawks garbage at halftime. I believe it. And a lot of people had to eat their words with all those posts and social media tweets and everything, because come that second half, it seemed like a whole other team was out there.
Boy, they had a breakout, didn't they? Somebody lit the fire. Somebody hit the button. Activate.
Somebody hit it. Yeah.
So I'm happy for them. I don't know what's going to be, you know, next season. But we're seeing a lot of the kids coming out into the draft. Like Drew Timmons has just announced he's going into the draft. A few other players from a lot of different teams are going into the draft. So draft looks are going to be really, really interesting, and see where their future holds of teams that they're going to land on.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, not even the draft. The transfer portal is going to be stocked. So not only did St. Peter's head coach get hired by Seton Hall, three of their top players at St. Peter's are now in the draft portal. The women are starting to get in the draft portal. There's women that are entering the draft pool from different schools as well. I mean, I know I heard that UNLV had a guy that went to the draft portal. I mean, there's just it's going to be interesting.
Wait.
Yeah. Quite the mix
the future holds for them.
Between NILs and draft portal, I think college sports are just on a whole other level these days.
It really is. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, man. I just want to give a little update on one of our Jugadores Locos. So, you know, Conor McGregor, he had gotten arrested in Ireland for driving crazy or whatnot.
And that Bentley, too.
So he's facing 6 charges, 2 counts of dangerous driving. So I'm assuming speeding or reckless, however you want to put it. Driving without a license. mm-hmm. and failure to produce the license. Driving without insurance and failure to produce insurance. How are you even getting
is
in that car?
Is the car registered under him?
I don't know. Like,
sounds to me like he borrowed somebody's whip and went on a joyride.
I mean, but your insurance, but your ID, you don't got your license? You don't got a license? Like, I don't.
Maybe he was just pocketless with no wallet, no keys. He just said, hey, let me take the whip for a while and just went around cruising because he's Conor McGregor.
I mean, I guess when
he's
you're Conor McGregor and you're in Ireland, you should be able to
do all
that.
I mean,
who's
car registered under? You're saying no ID, no insurance, but it didn't say registration was under him. So it could have been somebody else's car, buddy's car.
Well, it didn't say car not, it didn't have like, you know, lack of registration or anything like that. So I don't know. Maybe it was. Maybe it's, you know, registered to his.
So it gets to my point, like, who's the car registered under? Because maybe he just went for a joyride. Say you're sitting on somebody's couch and they talk about their whip or whatever. Let me take it. Right. Go out the door, keys, put it in, had nothing on you, just driving, whipping around. But I feel like even if it is registered under somebody else, that Conor doesn't have any ID or anything on him, I think that's how he rolls.
I don't know.
Because it's probably.
But you know, in these days, but even like you, I'm sure he has his phone with him. Like these days, your insurance is on your phone. Like you can pull up your insurance card like that through an app.
You're talking about normal people to a celebrity right now. That's worth.
I mean, but
you're talking again about normal
common sense. I just, you know.
And the thing of it is he's probably known in Ireland. He probably doesn't carry ID or any of that kind of hoo-ha. I mean, he has an agent to say, can you fax me over? Can you screenshot my stuff for
I'm
me?
Sure.
Probably not driving his own whips. Who knows?
Well, yeah, I mean, and all those charges will get dropped because he's going to be able to refer him to his insurance. It's just,
it's like if you're going into a pub in Ireland or any club or anything like that, you really going to ask Conor McGregor for ID? No.
Yeah.
Come on. They know him. He just didn't have the legit.
But driving
with
a motor
him.
Vehicle. I don't driving. Know. I guess, yeah. I just, it's, you know, hey, keep on keeping on, Conor, I guess.
Still, Hoopador is loco.
Still. Always. Maybe always and forever.
Again? I don't know about that. I didn't hear about that.
Kente's
asking him about the Mayweather fight. I don't know. Tell me about it.
Ain't he retired for like the second time?
I don't know.
Who's
he fighting? I don't even know. Is he fighting himself? Is this a shadow box match? I don't know. I didn't hear anything
maybe
about
he's
that.
Fighting a woman? I mean,
I'll
I
have
don't
to
know.
Look into that. Oops, no, you didn't. I heard that.
Yes, Tiger. So, one of the other hot topics, Mr. Tiger Woo. Tiger Woods is back and in the Masters. He did look good today, Kente. Yeah, after all that he's been through in that crazy, horrific car crash, coming back and playing his first round in the Masters. So, and he finished with one under par today, which he had three birdies. That's kind of like a major deal. So he's in that leaderboard. I want to say he's like top 10, at least. I don't know exactly where, but man, good for him.
I hope
he does well. Yeah. Get back in it. He's got, man, the lies of a cat or something. I couldn't imagine having back surgery and being out there.
I know that back is never the same. Even after back surgery, even when they try to correct things, your back will never be the same. It's one thing that can't ever be 100% again to the way it was. Is that back? So that's incredible.
Incredible. Some Vegas sports news. So, of course, we also know the draft is coming here at the end of the month, the 28th, I think it is, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, down by the link. It'll be behind the link. Of course, they're still using, I guess, part of the fountains maybe still or no, I don't know.
They are using Bellagio. So if you looked on the group page, it had the whole information of what's going to be blocked off for traffic. That vision cobalt. Of the stage across the Bellagio is still a thing. It's still supposed to happen. I think they're starting construction on doing that like next week, if I'm not mistaken. But it's going to be huge. And everybody's getting their fair warning shots of don't drive in that area. Like, stay away from it. If you can, like, get dropped
like,
off.
Like, park on the Caesar side and
do
go.
Something. If you could park, like, in the back streets and walk a couple blocks. We all need to exercise, I'm sure. Go ahead and foot it. But don't get any closer to that traffic and get frustrated.
But the whole NFL draft is happening right behind the link. And then there's also the draft stage right by it. So you can go to the NFL experience while also being able to watch part of the draft.
That'll be nice.
So, I'm looking for, I'm actually going to try and get down there for day one. That's my favorite. I love the draft. I watch the draft every year. So it'll be, I've never gone to a city that had the draft. So I'm excited to be there. Plus in Seattle actually has draft picks this year, it'd be something to actually watch.
Yeah. So you can watch it Lifetime. Yeah, I see ya.
Lifetime. The Aviators. So our baseball team out here announced that Saturday is going to be mining night. They're hosted by the Nevada Mining Association. There's going to be interactive and informative exhibitions and a touch a truck event. So if you got family and kids, it might be fun to get out there on Saturday. They're currently 1-for-1. If you're not watching the show right now, it's maybe because you're right out there at the $2 beer night. It's $2 beer night from 6 to 8. We're halfway there, almost to the end. So
wow.
I saw a couple of videos for this. Looks like people were about to enjoy their time.
$2 beers
at the ballpark. We might have to make a date for one that's in the future. Hopefully they bring them back again. Yes. Yeah. The Aces are still selling their tickets for their 18 home games this season. Tickets are at $10, but you can even get the lower bowl for $15. So if you want tickets, go to LasVegasAces.com/tickets. Check them out. The Las Vegas Lights. I know. I'm really excited about it. And I'm excited about our guests next week, too. Yes. So, yeah. Las Vegas Lights, of course, and the UNLV Women's Soccer have their doubleheader this Saturday. 2 o'clock for the Lights game. About 4:30 for the women's UNLV team.
Right. They're
trying to break the record, of course, for women's soccer in attendance in Nevada. So it's a daytime event. Get out there, support, show love. Let's break the record. They also have the pizza party packs have come back. So they've done them before in years past. So 4 tickets, 2 large pizzas for $44, or 20 tickets and 5 large pizzas from Papa John's for $100. Mm-hmm. So there's really no excuse. Bring the family, have pizza, enjoy it, enjoy a match. And then next Saturday is bring your dog to the match.
Oh, nice.
So we'll see if Tilly is feeling extra special or if might have to wear a shock collar and hang out. Yeah. Practicing her socialization at the Lights game. So
that'll be cute though.
But yeah, so it'll be fun. It'll be interesting. Let's just get into talking about, I know your Lakers are playing the Warriors now.
Yeah, it's about to start. It hasn't started yet.
So, of course, you guys are out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Which you had pretty much predicted or knew there would be some struggles to getting there this year.
I pretty much predicted it.
Yeah.
It was a done deal. Looking at that roster, we knew that this was I'm not going to say we, because a lot of people are now saying, oh, I knew. No, you didn't, because you argued me down about the Lakers and getting all excited about some Russell Westbrook. So, no, you didn't agree with me. But looking at the roster, seeing what that was going to be foretelling, because we had no youthful players, not enough effectiveness for youthful players to play on the team to do anything to get us where we need to be. We are here now. So we are playing a Warriors team with no AD, with no LeBron. And I think, you know, the Warriors have Steph out, but Klay and Draymond are playing. It matters not. This is a 50 and whatever team we're playing up against that's third in the West right now.
Are LeBron and them still injured, or it's just more like I give up, I'm done because we're not playing anymore?
No, I think it's injury too. So they quote unquote have injuries, but does it even matter? I mean, we're out of this play-in. This is what our record's going to be. It's saddening because, you know, we are a dynasty of the West, if you will. And for a Eastern dynasty team like the Celtics to be in playoff contention and we're not. It's pretty bad. I mean, it's pretty sad because after watching Winning Time and seeing all of that, this is not what Jerry Buss had in mind for the future of the Lakers. This was not supposed to be the team that we don't miss a playoff. You know, he went to several finals early on without winning the championship. It took a minute for him to get his first championship, but at least they got to the finals. You know what I'm saying? So for him to come with that and then the many titles that we have thereafter, this is a shame.
It's very disappointing for the Lakers fans.
And I, you know, we all want to blame certain people, and we know who's at blame and who's at fault. And now we just talk what's going to be the move for offseason. It's rumored that, you know, they're thinking about trading Russie over to Charlotte. They're thinking about, you know, making some moves. And hey, I say scrap it all and start over. I know LeBron's not going to go anywhere. We know that's going to be.
And getting rid of the coach, right?
Well, the coach is possibly. And sadly, he has to take the fall on this. He has to take the L. They're talking about Doc Rivers, which to me is ridiculous. They also mentioned Mark Jackson, too, which I wouldn't be opposed to that. His church is in L.A. and stuff. So maybe this will be an opportunity for him to get a coaching job, because we've already deemed that he possibly would never be able to coach again. Mm-hmm. And if it's like a possibility for him, I mean, that'd be interesting to see. I don't know what we could do with this franchise. I think the franchise, if we had a chance to get DeMar DeRozan, why didn't we listen to our business instincts to say, let's go after DeMar DeRozan instead of listening to our star player who is not a GM, who is not a president, who is not a CEO.
But he's running the team.
But is making these moves for friends that he thinks he can save and get a championship from, who's living in a past because he's been in the season for 18 years and doesn't realize that the game himself has changed. He may not necessarily have changed his mindset of game playing, mm-hmm. but the game itself has changed. And I think he's still.
Well, Zach LaVine could be on the market. It sounds like the Bulls may not pay him the salary he wants after this season.
That's not good.
Not great at all, for sure. You know, hopefully that's just a rumor and hopefully it's not true, because obviously, you know, the same day that, of course, the Lakers found out they weren't making the playoffs, the Bulls found out they were making the playoffs, and I'm excited for the Bulls to be in the playoffs. However, you know, we've got Lonzo Ball is out for the rest of the season.
Yeah,
and that's big, especially come playoff time. So hopefully no more injuries for the rest of the squad. But I'm ready for playoffs to see where this goes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ben Simmons, too, not coming back for the rest of the season. Well, not coming back. Never played for this season.
That was going to be a thing. I honestly didn't even accept him in the trade. Didn't even consider him a non-factor to that trade to the Nets. That wasn't the big deal for me because I knew he wasn't going to play. Yeah. Simmons wasn't going to play. So, yeah, it's crazy. But,
Jorge.
I don't know.
Jorge's watching.
Hi, Jorge.
Hola. Happy belated birthday. Hola.
Aries season. Aries are in full effect.
Did you watch the last Winning Time on Sunday? I'm excited for it. I love the season. I didn't realize that prior to the Lakers that cheerleaders and dancers didn't wear small outfits. I guess I always thought these long cheerleading outfits were very 50s and stuff, but I didn't think like come the late 70s, early 80s, they were, you know, still in these old, you know.
Well, they weren't wearing short shorts. That's for sure. Right. They had cheerleading skirts, but do you remember the 80s teen high school movies, the big old pom-poms? Do you remember?
Yeah, I guess. So watching this, it was like cool to see how it got trimmed down into what Lakers girls are.
Right, but he set the tone on making them a more sex appeal. I think there was always a thing where it wasn't deemed to be like this dancer. And I think with him implementing that show fair, Showtime, it elevated it and it set a trend. But
and Paula Abdul, the appearance of Paula Abdul.
She was the first Laker girl,
She was the first Laker girl. That's her claim to fame, too.
Yeah. The high school student at that, you know. Choreographed for the Lakers, can you imagine?
Back then, I mean, I'm sure it was kind of like, okay, great. But then once they takes off, like, that's
legit.
Yeah,
it's pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting.
They're up, actually, 32-27. Not bad.
Yeah. Kinte mentioned that they were playing the best they've played.
No LeBron and AD. That might be something. No Russell either.
That might be all they need, having them sit down for a while.
We need more.
Oh, my goodness.
Good that they're up, and that's how it's going to be for a while until we get into the second half. The momentum kind of switches. And I think you know, like I said, the Warriors, they're a contending team. I mean, if we take an L on this, it's just the L, whatever.
Right.
It's sad.
I was just showing. That was just showing the playoff picture, because now that the teams are set, the seeds necessarily aren't set. But you can see what we're working with here with the play-ins on the outside. Yeah. And then, of course, those seeds 1-8 in the middle. But it's time.
Yeah, Phoenix is going to have their players out resting for a while. I think they're going to get ready for that East Coast. They're trying to get ready for Giannis or the Heat.
They've
got to
be.
They got to be ready. I can't make a prediction right now of who's going to win the championship this season.
Okay.
I'm thinking it's set up in the Matrix for Phoenix to win because they're just dominating like no other. But yeah, we've seen teams that have been first place for many
and for get the whole booted season
and be gone, like my Dodgers. So it's, mm-hmm, it doesn't really matter. I just want to see what the East strength is looking like to kind of make a fair prediction, because honestly, the sleeper team right now is Memphis on the West. And I feel like y'all got to watch out for them. Ja ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting Western Conference Finals if they face off with Phoenix. If they don't get eliminated, man, hey, I don't know.
It'll be interesting for sure.
Yeah, it will.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you sent me this. I wanted to show everybody because, you know, Gronk right now has mentioned him in the NFL. He has mentioned that he's not willing to commit to another year of football yet, and he's not ready to, you know, just jump back on the TB12 and the Bucks bandwagon or even going to free agency. But of course, he will be out here having the Gronk beach.
Oh, yeah.
I can only imagine Gronkowski in full party mode, and I think that's going to be epic.
Well, we know he's
draft
a party
weekend
boy
on Friday.
Done this before in Florida, where he's had this crazy flyer where they've done a Gronk thing, and Wynn has sponsored it even in Florida. So for them to have it in Vegas during the draft weekend is just perfect. Because the thing of it is with Gronk, I understand that you thought you were going to be on the rest of a permanent vacation of being party boy. The party boy. And now you find out that your Yoda has come back to the league. You may have to start grinding and working again. Going to the gym.
He's probably like, dang it, Tom. Why do you keep throwing me in this?
I'm trying to be this party boy. Like, I feel
he's like, I'm still in my 30s. I'm partying. I'm enjoying life. I'm living off these.
Right. Sets. I'm trying to live the party boy life. And I cannot do that with you wanting me to be in the gym, running routes, and freaking changing my diet. Who's going to pump the keg now? Who's going to spray the champagne bottles at the club now?
Don't you remember
everywhere? Come on. When
they were talking about him during the pandemic training camp, that they wanted the players to be running every day. And so he ran but changed his outfit like for each day. But so he ran with like 10 outfits in one day just so that he could have a different video.
So it looked like he was running.
Like he was running every day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This guy, he wants to party and let loose. Leave Gronk alone. That's my guy.
Oh, man.
Gronk is the ultimate party boy. Gronk is the type of guy that I'm sure if you're like, hey, I'm having something, he'd come right on through.
And
would
down.
Be the last be first one there, last to leave.
Yeah, that's
crazy. Shut down till it shut down.
The Bills also paid Stephon Diggs, gave him 4 years, $104 million, $70 million guaranteed. So he will be staying a Bills, and I'm sure he sounded like he was excited about that. I mean,
I don't think
he's
ever going to leave anyway.
I don't think he wanted to leave. Like you're on a great team. You just want that money. So get that money. He got it.
Yeah.
You know, that's great for him.
Yeah.
That's just
party rocking in the house.
Too much.
Tonight.
So the WNBA has their draft on Monday, and because this is their first live draft since before the pandemic, Commissioner Kathy is going to be going up to the top of the Empire State Building, the 86th floor, where media will be to do interviews and take pictures in regards to this being back. I think it's their 26th WNBA draft.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah.
The draft is live from New York City at 4:00 our time. And what I'm most excited about, I don't know, maybe we need to start one real quick. The WNBA is having their own fantasy league.
Really?
So this will be the very first professional women's sports fantasy league. It's full fledged. So it's, you know, from ESPN. If you already have an ESPN fantasy app, you can log into that and do this. Maybe we need to make a quick league real quick and play a little WNBA fantasy football or fantasy basketball.
It's fantasy baseball. I just finished the fantasy basketball tenure. That's over.
Oh, that baseball thing, I don't think I can do. My brother tried to have me do that 1 year, and I was like,
it's too much. Congrats to Cuba for life, winning both fantasy NBA drafts that I constructed. He hit
both?
The number one spot. He beat me in the Showtime League. He beat me in the area attack from Area 51 League. I ended in third place in the attack on Area 51 League. Ended up being knocked down to second place when he beat me in the championship round. When I was holding the number one spot in that league for quite some time. And that's what I say. Sometimes you be in the number one spot and somebody can take you out. And he did.
I still got to mail this belt to whoever won our football league.
Right. I gotta get a trophy or something made and give it to him and just say, look, you're going to pass this on each season.
Special winning two, winning both.
He won two. He won both. He beat the ones for the Nordy people and he beat the other one with the just us Joes. So, yeah, congratulations, I guess, whatever.
That's good. Also, sadly for us here in Las Vegas, but reportedly – the WNBA All-Star Game is going to be moving to Chicago this summer.
Chicago,
huh? Yeah. I think all the players love to have it in Vegas, but, I mean, Chicago wouldn't be a bad place to be in the summer except for the humidity. So,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. Maybe it just makes me need to have to be out there. But yeah, so Chicago for the WNBA All-Star Game. I believe it right now it's slated for like the 10th of July. So that will be interesting. I think, one thing I forgot to mention about the baseball, Major League Baseball, Atlanta Braves, all those Brave fans, they have the Wagyu beef patty, cage-free pan-fried eggs, gold leaf wrap, foie gras. Burger. $151. Listen, I read this whole description. All I need is those Parmesan waffle fries. Where are those at?
Well, we know that because you wouldn't even eat the cotton candy foie gras for the
burger. No, it was that texture thing. Cotton candy fine. It was that little surprise in the middle of it that was a little interesting.
I thought that was good, but you didn't eat it right. You're supposed to just take the whole thing and just go for it. How you going to experience it? Eating a nibbles at a time ain't gonna get you to taste it. You just gotta go for it.
Yeah, I was
shove it in your mouth, Mel. Shove it in your mouth.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to Jorge. Amazing birthday dinner.
Great birthday.
Foie gras, cotton candy, foie gras. It was beautifully presented to us and somebody got scared and didn't wanna take a chance on getting a burst out of life. But she did.
Hey, but they had a great cider there. They had a wonderful like blackberry cider there. It was
I didn't
delicious.
Drink that.
Yeah, that's what I had. When it was like, yeah, it was really good.
Oh, okay.
So I know beyond our
amazing $151 is that sprinkled with the gold chips on it. I don't know.
I mean, if someone wants to take me on a date into Atlanta and watch a Braves game and buy the burger, you know, hey. Yeah. I ain't spend that much money. I need that $151 needs to go towards crab legs. That's at least like you know,
I'm saying I don't want the $151 for no burger. I could have a $151 on some kicks. You know what I'm saying? Some shoes or something. But you eat that burger up, the $151 is gone.
I'm trying to tell you. Speaking of kicks, here's an interesting thing: the Zen Masters are not going to be released in the USA. In case you wanted them. They won't be here.
Since
when did they stop? I mean, I know there's been like a one or two releases before where that's maybe been in Japan or somewhere else and we don't get them. But
I'm looking at them on my iPad.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking at it on my iPad. I'm just mad. Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, why? There's not even an explanation. We don't get nothing back. Like, you're not going to tell us why?
The exclusive.
Exclusive to where though? Like, do I need to call friends and international friends to see what the deal is? Like, that's just, I don't know.
If you got international friends with a plug, you need to call them ASAP and tell them you got a domestic friend over here that needs those.
Needs those ASAP. Oh man. On to the shoes that you can get in the United States.
I mean, that's ridiculous that they can't let those go.
So Jordan is coming with more golf shoes, the Jordan 12 Low Golf White Metallic Gold. These get released tomorrow.
They're going to give us these joints, but they're not going to give us the other stuff.
Like, so not fair. No one golfs over the so other not countries.
Fair. They're just not. They're not cute. Like, so not fair. Like, give us the fly stuff. Come on.
Yeah. Adidas, of course, the Yeezys 350s, the Zebras getting re-released on April 8th again tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't think these were mids from the first picture, but they are mids supposedly.
They don't look like mids.
I know. AJ won mids, the indigo. These will be released on Monday, the 11th. The AJ won Zooms. I love me a Zoom for some reason. I got a couple pairs of those. These are the multicolor. These also are getting released on Monday. And then we're getting hit with a little Nike Air Max 95s. Not my faves, but these are the white wolf and wolf gray coming out on April 13th.
You and our colors.
Oh, yeah. I do like these, the Nike Dunk Lows, the Fossil Rose.
Yeah, I do.
These
like
will
that.
Be out on the 14th. And then we've got a duo, the AJ2s, the retro with the union joints. They're going to come. The one on the top left is Gray Fog, and the one on the bottom right is Raton. These get released on the 15th of April. I mean, if I had to get a pair of twos, I wouldn't mind maybe those ones in the bottom right, the Ratons.
Yeah,
just like me, I think I kind of like the baby pink lately, but
I want the Dunks. I watched. Sure. I was at work the other day. I saw a shout out to seeing Baby Keem, Grammy Award winner this week. That was exciting.
Yes.
But everybody in the store had panda lows on as customers coming in. The Dunk Pandas. I've been wanting those. They're so expensive now. Every person, even when a coworker had on the Dunk Panda lows, like, what the fridge? Like, was this a panda low day on Monday that I just did not know
they
about?
Were trying to play you?
Man, they were trying to do something. They were really trying to get me to go on Stock X and drop five bands on some doggone pandas.
What?
Which I was not going to do. But those panda lows are fire. Well, they're 500. They're not five bands. They're not 5,000. I was exaggerating. But
500.
Yeah, 500 is still a lot.
Not when they went for like 120.
But the Dunks, I'm telling you, are hot right now. It's not even about, you still got your J's, I get it. But the Dunks, they're everything and they're everywhere. Like it's coming out of the woodwork. And to see those pandas, the black and whites, they're so fly.
Well, the lows are good. You know, every low is a good option in the summertime, especially out here
in
Vegas.
Exactly. Yeah. The Jordan 1 lows are fabulous. Like, I would love to.
Yeah, I do
that.
Like those.
They're fabulous. I don't like mids because they're mid. And when I say things are mid, I think in my head of those Jordan mids just being mid.
But those what? But tell me those indigos didn't look like mids. I don't know if it was like a picture thing or what it was. I don't know.
They didn't, but they are. You ain't going to be deceiving me with that. Are you tall or are you short? Like, I got to figure it out. When you wear
like, literally, if you put one of my mids and one of my regular high tops next to each other, because I wear youth, there literally is, like, maybe a quarter of an inch difference. Half tops. Not
probably
definitely
you have
not
youth size. You get them adult joints on, you're going to see a full inch.
It's not a full inch. I don't believe that.
I'm
trying
know.
To trick people with these.
I don't
vines.
Know, understand why you have the mids anyway. Like, I never understood.
I love color combos.
Yeah, they got great colorways. I'll give them that, but they're still.
I'm a matchy person. I like to have my stuff match what I'm wearing, you know, so I have different shoes that have different colors.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get that.
Anything else you got for today? We might actually end early, which I don't think has ever happened before in our lives.
No, I don't have nothing else. I really don't have nothing else to add. Go ahead.
Shout out to Stephanie Washington, former Girl Chat Sports host. I'm going to be going to the, you know me, I'm from Seattle, Pacific Northwest. So there's a lot of curling up in my parts. I'm going to be going to the curling that's at the Orleans. They've had like this 10-day curling, international curling competition. So it's my first time seeing curling live. I'm really excited about that.
It's not going to make you go home and scrub your kitchen floors even better. Like, I don't understand that whole exercise anyway.
I just think it's hilarious. And
on the floor, it's like you in a fight with a Rumba. It's so interesting. You're just
and the brushing and the light brushing and this, and the pose they make while they're float, like they're flowing down the ice, and they have like, you know, one leg extended back all the way, and
enjoy that. Shout out to Stephanie though. That's dope that they are offering something like that out here. Actually, shout out to the Henderson Silver Kings because they just had their inaugural match not too long ago at Dawa Loan Center. I meant to reach out to the GM of that because he does shop with me to get some tickets so we can go one time. But Silver Knights are doing their thing, you know. And then also the indoor arena football, they had their game not too long ago.
Aren't they the Knights? No, wait.
No, there's something the
Black
else.
Knights.
Black no. Knights. Black Hawks.
Black Hawks.
Black Hawks. Yes.
So many Knights, Hawks. This is a lot.
Yes, yes. And so shout out to my guy, his son is playing on that team. He's we got to try to get him on because I wrote to them not too long ago. But yeah, he had his debut in his first game and they did really well. So got a lot of sports out here, a lot of different leagues. And
I need them to do like shuttles from like Summerlin to Henderson.
Forget the shuttle. I need a tram. I need a tram station to be starting at the top of Red Rock.
And just make its way down. Yes.
And make your stop over the city to each thing, take the little stairs down, like that tram that makes no sense over there.
Because I just also feel like myself driving to Henderson to watch these games.
Yeah, like, because they're all out there. They're all out there.
Like, yeah, I could do like one, maybe two, but that'd be a tough season ticket holder thing. Yeah,
It's a lot. But I'm excited that it's here.
What's up, Maurice? Thank you for joining. Yes, Las Vegas is definitely becoming the mecca
of sports for sure.
Or not only that, it had been becoming the mecca, and now it's like expanding and like it's just crazy. It's insane.
Yeah, it was a build up to now the explosion, and now that they're bidding for two arena properties, like two sites for arenas to bid for the NBA exhibition team that's going to be coming. It's going to be really interesting. Not to mention on Paradise, they're building a small arena for the AU tournaments and stuff. This is going to be a sports mecca for sure. So he's not lying when he said that. It's going to be, it's a lot. And then I totally forgot what I was going to say. So
you were talking about the Blackhawks.
No, it wasn't that though. It was something else. I just digressed from that when you said the curling thing.
Got you. Yeah.
Being old.
That's what happens.
Yeah, I can't wait for Final Four in Vegas either. I agree with you, Maurice, on that. I mean, that's coming for sure. This is when we get this NBA expansion team. I just want us to get a team.
They mentioned it again that they didn't have it in the immediate plan, so we're not sure when the expansions are coming. It may not be for a couple more years.
Lies.
If not more, I don't know.
Lies. And then that Formula One racing is going to be down the strip.
That's going to be intense next year.
It is. It's going to be crazy.
Alicia, definitely getting crowded with sports. But, you know, some of us don't mind it too much. Hey, when there's options of what you can do on a day to go see sports now, before it was like you had to set one day. You only had one day a week that you could do something. Now we're having to pick and choose what we're going to be doing for the day. Just so we can enjoy our sports. So I'm
and enjoy life. I think that's a great life experience.
And be outdoors or be at a game, be in arenas or, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, we definitely need one in ASAP. You know, I'm not giving up on my Lakers, but it'd be nice to have a home NBA team. I agree. Yeah, and then we don't know what's going to happen with that baseball situation either. Like, I'm looking for MLB coming. So yeah,
it's going to be insane when they actually have MLB and NBA here.
It's going to be insane when all of it plays simultaneously and you got a hockey game.
When it's like September, October, and everybody's playing.
That's when you really got to make those tough choices. What you going to do now? Where are we going today?
When you probably end up back in your couch because you can watch like six games at once versus having to be six places.
Where you can watch it all on a multi-screen and try to make money while you're watching.
Yes, I love it. Oh, well, we thank everybody for joining in. Yeah, Mo, I know you enjoyed it coming here before, but it sounds like he's making it a yearly trip now. So
as so many people are.
Because now they have more than a reason to just come out here, not just to party, but you're coming out here to watch your teams.
And your teams are that BTS Korean, that K-pop band, that whole situation out on the strip, that thing is insane.
They're about to do a whole BTS on the Bellagio fountains.
Jorge, if you're still watching, I was wanting you to go to the Allegiant on your lunch break to get me some merch. That's all I ask because I was not able to get out there today. But they're going to have that BTS merch. They're going to have concerts. They got whole
How many concerts are they playing out here?
I don't know if it's a week's worth or what, but they're here. And we don't get K-pop here. For Vegas to get a K-pop situation here is ridiculous. People don't know all across the world that is the most insane thing. I don't even get it. Like, I've never even listened to a song. But I figured the merch would be worth some money later on. You know what I mean?
I bet you it will be.
That's why I'm trying to get merch. I'm trying I'm trying to get merch. You know, they don't come here. That's what people don't. They don't come to the States like that. And when they do, this is huge. Like, this weekend is going to be insane.
Yeah, I saw the little sign on the freeway that was like stadium event Friday, Saturday. So I guess that's for BTS maybe. But yeah.
But then they're doing something at Resort World. Like, they have a whole thing over there in the front of Resort World. They've got it's a huge deal.
Well, and they're changing the music for the fountains at Bellagio tomorrow. I wouldn't even be surprised if they change the colors in the fountain as well.
They're changing the colors too. That BTS thing is real. And I'm just saying, anybody that's willing to help out your girl, I'll cash app you, whatever. Just give me a couple t-shirts. I just want some merch.
Mo needs some BTS t-shirts.
I do.
What, are they just selling them at the arena? You can just go there and pick them up?
Yeah, or they had a long line. It was like 3-hour wait, they said today. And the line was huge. It was outside of the tented area of Allegiant, kind of where our the Raiders sale was. They had those same kind of sale tents, but set up for like a festival sale tent where you're buying merch. God, I thought the Tyler the Creator merch was serious. This is worse. Because that golf merch, I couldn't even get that the day I was at DMV.
That's
all 3 days
insane.
That line was long. I couldn't get it. It's insane. And that's what I'm saying. Wow. I need the merch. Just to add to the collection.
Vegas boy.
The BTS army is here, full effect. Mind what you say out there in those streets. They're there. They are. That's what they said. I'm just going off on the trends. Just trying to stay alert.
Shout out to Miss Ballandy. Plays Out Sports.
Yeah, fabulous show yesterday. I tapped into she and Kev Ray. Good. Shout out to them.
Nice.
Good show. Good show. Good topics. Great talk. You know,
I was busy getting ready to watch our team lose substantially.
Yeah, we know. You were at the Knights game. You sacrificed the show for the Knights.
I know.
But that's good. Because I only went to 3 Knights games this season and I was done. So the fact that you're still hanging in there, it's a good thing.
Yeah, I hit up my 6. I mean, it was great spread out throughout the season. Yeah. So, and especially if there's not going to be an off season, why not get it out now? Because we're still like barely making, I mean, right now we're not in the playoffs. We are 1 point behind Dallas, I think it is. So
I may have to take a trip to Minnesota. Shout out to my boy K-Rock. He's in Minnesota. You got Flurry out there. I may have to go check you. Catch a game or some night stuff. Represent for Flurry.
Right.
He's now part of the Minnesota Wild and
they're
popping out there. So venture out that way and see him. Probably the only way I can see Flurry at this moment. Yeah. And get a chance to see Minnesota.
And maybe see a Bucks game while you're at it.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad. You know, his job, he was telling me they got club seats for Vikings and all that stuff. I was like, yeah, stay in Minnesota for a while.
Okay.
If it's not too cold, I may have to pay a visit.
Yeah.
Just to get that experience for sure.
For sure. Well, hey, guys, we are going to end the show. We've had a lovely time. We appreciate all that have turned in. Feel free to share with your friends. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Girl Chat Sports. Make sure to follow us on all social media at Girl Chat Sports on Twitter and Instagram. And stay tuned for a special guest next week.
Next Wednesday, we're going to be back.
We are back
on Wednesday. The girl is not going anywhere outside extracurricular activities on the sacrifice of the show. We will be back next Wednesday, you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks
Wednesday,
for joining the chat, too. We appreciate all of y'all.
All right, y'all. Have a good
Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.